like war. We like war. We're a warlike people. We like war because we're good at it. And you know why we're good at it? Because we get a lot of practice. This country's only 200 years old, and already we've had 10 major wars. We average a major war every 20 years in this country, so we're good at it. And it's a good thing we are. We're not very good at anything else anymore. Huh? Can't build a decent car, can't make a TV set or a VCR. Got no steel industry left, can't educate our young people, can't get health care to our old people, but we can bomb your country, all right. Especially if your country is full of brown people. That's our new job in the world, bombing brown people. Iraq, Panama, Grenada, Libya, you got some brown people in your country, tell them to watch out, or we'll goddamn bomb them. But when's the last white people you can remember that we bombed? Can you remember the last white? Can you remember any white people we've ever bombed? The Germans, those are the only ones. And that's only because they were trying to cut in on our action. They wanted to dominate the world. That's our job. And you probably noticed, I don't feel about that war the way we were told we were supposed to feel about that war, the way we were ordered and instructed by the United States government to feel about that war. My mind doesn't work that way. I got this real moron thing I do, it's called thinking. And I'm not a very good American because I like to form my own opinions. I don't just roll over when I'm told to. Sad to say, most Americans just roll over on command, not me. I have certain rules I live by. My first rule, I don't believe anything the government tells me. Nothing. And I don't take very seriously the media or the press in this country, who in the case of the Persian Gulf War were nothing more than unpaid employees of the Department of Defense, and who most of the time function as kind of an unofficial public relations agency for the United States government. So I don't listen to them, I don't really believe in my country, and I gotta tell you folks, I don't get all choked up about yellow ribbons and American flags. I consider them to be symbols, and I leave symbols to the symbol-minded.
I'm talking about the fact that a war is rich old men protecting their property by sending middle class and lower class young men off to die. Forget these foolish elections. The owners of this country don't care about the poor and young.
Is this Karl Marx talking to me? The owners of this country are the voters of this country.
You're wrong about that, my friend.
Aren't the owners of this country the voters in this country?
No, they're not. Listen, for politics, these elections are a charade. They are meant to... I'll tell you, listen, just listen for a minute. Learn a little something. Elections and politicians are in place in order to give Americans the illusion that they have freedom of choice. You don't really have choice in this country. All the things that are important reduced in choice. Newspapers in a city, how many? Used to be 3-4, now it's 1 or 2, they're owned by the same people, and they also own a radio station. Give these people a voting day every year so that they'll have the illusion of meaningless choice. Meaningless choice that we go like slaves and say, "Yeah, I voted." The limits of debate in this country are established before the debate even begins, and everyone else is marginalized. They're made to seem either to be communists or some sort of disloyal person. A kook, there's a word, and now it's conspiracy. See, they've made that something that should not be even entertained for a minute, that powerful people might get together and have a plan. Doesn't happen. You're a kook. You're a conspiracy buff.
But
you don't need a formal conspiracy when interests converge. These people went to the same universities and fraternities. They're on the same boards of directors. They're on the same country clubs. They have like interests. They don't need to call a meeting. They know what's good for them. They're getting it. And there used to be 7 oil companies. There are now 3. It will soon be 2. The things that matter in this country have been reduced in choice. There are 2 political parties. There are a handful of insurance companies. There are about 6 or 7 information things. But if you want a bagel, there are 23 flavors because you have the illusion. You have the illusion of choice.
Right.
You don't get the real importance. There's no freedom of choice. That's a great